producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Steve Hafner. How are you, Steve?
I'm good, Robert. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Steve is the co-founder and CEO of Kayak, KAYAK.com. And prior to that, he was one of the co-founders of Orbit. So, you know, a little bit about the travel industry. Just talk about what the whole model of Kayak is.
Sure. Kayak is very different from other travel companies in that we're a search engine, really, at heart. If a consumer comes to Kayak and asks about a trip they'd like to go on, we'll take that request and send it out to hundreds of other travel sites. We'll take the responses back, eliminate any duplicates or irrelevant results, and then present the results to the consumer in one integrated display. And once they found the trip they want to go to, whether it's a flight to Miami or a hotel in Chicago, we'll give them choice on where to buy that trip. So they can buy it from the supplier directly, so American Airlines or JetBlue, or they can buy it from their preferred online travel agency like Expedia or Orbitz or Priceline.
So you said you were a search engine, but you're actually being modest because you were the largest travel search engine with specifics, correct?
That's right.
Talk about how does one become the largest search engine?
Sure. We started the company 12 years ago with, you know, what I just described to you was a very simple idea, but it turned out to be very difficult to actually execute. So, you know, if you want to find all the travel options out there, well, first you need to know who serves a route. And then you need to know how to query them, how to get the data back, and how to present it to the consumer in a simple, easy-to-use interface. And it took us a while to get the product right. And then once you've got the product, you actually have to make consumers aware that it exists, right? And that's actually a more expensive proposition and a difficult task than building the product itself. Because our biggest obstacle is consumer habit. You know, consumers didn't know that we had built this great product or service, and it's taken us 12 years to become the leader in this space. You know, I remember when we started, we operated just in the U.S. You know, now we operate in almost 40 countries and 20 languages, and we process over 1.5 billion queries per year. So it's been a fun ride.
And I'll tell you, that's a lot because I recently did a search and you're only up to 1 billion, so you guys are growing very quickly.
That's right. That's right.
So what are some of the mistakes that people could make, maybe a mistake that you made that you learned something from in growing in a digital business?
Yeah, we've made a tremendous amount of mistakes. You know, a lot of people talk about in the tech space you want to be fast failure. I tend to think fast succeeder. But, you know, the first mistake we made, and this is going back very early days of Kayak, was we put our tech center, we outsourced some of our operations to Bangalore, India. That was a very hot thing to do back in 2004 because software engineering talent was so cheap there. And what we found is the quality of what we got back was really poor, too. And that, you know, we'd hire a team member 1 week, and we lose them 2 weeks later to someone like IBM because they offered them $25 more a week in wages. So that's a very early on mistake that we made, but a very significant one in the early days of the company. And I can go on and on. You know, I don't think anyone can be honest with themselves and say they've done everything perfectly right because it's not accurate. And we certainly haven't at Kayak.
What is it you're proudest of?
I think I'm most proud of the service that we provide to consumers, which is until we started the company, it was really hard to know as a consumer what the best trip would be to go on. You know, not every consumer knows that JetBlue flies from New York to the West Coast or the Southwest or American. You didn't know all the different airlines you had to go to. You didn't know all the different travel options. And we actually provide the consumers peace of mind that if they come to Kayak, we'll do all that heavy lifting for them. And we'll do it in a completely objective way. And that has enabled a lot of people to save an awful lot of money on their trips, and it's given them the opportunity to see the world in ways that perhaps they wouldn't have otherwise.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Hafner, who is the co-founder and CEO of Kayak. That's KAYAK.com, which is the largest travel search engine in the world with 1.5 billion searches a year, which is a lot. You spoke about outsourcing before. Let's talk about talent and acquisition. So what is your real philosophy on how you find the right talent and keep them motivated and maximize what they're doing?
Sure, Robert. You know, for Kayak, we're a tech company, but people actually come first in everything we do. And for us, we're about finding great talent, motivating those people, and then giving them the organizational freedom to, you know, realize their best ideas, realize their dreams for how to make Kayak better. And that means that we'll put offices where great talent is. So at Kayak, we're 460 people, but we have 7 offices. And not only will we put offices where the talent is, but we'll give them the tools and capabilities to actually make a difference from the first day they start work.
So if you find an obscure place in a small town with 20,000 people, but there's an amazing, brilliant person who has some ability, you might even consider opening up an office there.
Yeah, you know,
when listening in, you may have a future at Kayak.
You know, and some of this is serendipity, right? So never did I sit down with a piece of paper and say, I'm going to have an engineering facility in Kaunas, Lithuania, which is a small town in the middle of Lithuania, which is one of the Baltic states. And yet we've had an operation there now for 8 years. And the engineering talent we have there is world class, and they're tremendously loyal, and it's been awesome for us. And we kind of lucked into that.
By finding the people. So is there anything that you look for in talent where you meet someone and within 30 seconds to a minute you say, you know what, that might be someone I'd like to hire?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's all about that perfect blend of aptitude, mm-hmm. you know, a really smart person with passion, someone who wants to make a difference, wants to make a change, who's a self-starter, that doesn't need to be told what to do, but actually has a vision of what they want to do and has the capability and the competency to make it happen. So, you know, you can usually pick that up on someone in 30 seconds. You know, what's a lot harder is when you bring that person into your team is giving them the tools to actually succeed.
So what is it in your culture that you would never capitulate on?
For me, it's being transparent and being direct. You know, we at Kayak, we operate a very...
Even with bad news, you want people direct, oh, yeah. immediate, especially with bad news. I see in your face there.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing we've got going for us at Kayak that's different than a lot of other companies, and there are a lot of big companies in the travel business and in the search space, is the speed at which we move. Mm-hmm. And innovation velocity, which is the term that we use around it.
Innovation velocity.
That's right.
It's
all about seeing a market need and meeting it as quickly as you can, and then, you know, iterating on the product or service that you're offering as quickly as you can.
So let's talk about innovation at your company. How do you really fuel innovation at Kayak?
Yeah, for us, fueling innovation at Kayak is really about making sure that the
best... And you
best
have about a minute and a half until break, so you could really talk this one through.
Okay, sure. I mean, I don't want to share too much of our special sauce, but, you know, for us, it's the recognition that the best ideas can come from anywhere. So the first thing is you want to establish an environment and a culture where everyone feels empowered to speak up and to note a product improvement or something that could be done differently on a process side. And some of our best ideas kind of didn't originate from a top-down product planning process. They initiated from someone saying, hey, you know what, why don't we try this? and actually knowing how to code and launching on the website. Now, I'll give you a case in point.
At Kayak, we've got more than 40 million downloads of our app, right? It's almost 40% of our business now. 7 years ago, my co-founder came to me and said, "Hey, Steve, there's this new thing called an iPhone. We should build an app for that that searches everything that the desktop version of Kayak does and allows people on the go to do a search for a flight or hotel." And I said, "Paul, that's crazy. Who's going to want to use their phone to look for flights or for hotels when they can use their laptop? And, you know, let's not do that." And to Paul's credit, he ignored me and he went ahead and did it. And if it wasn't for Paul and his insight, Kayak wouldn't be the company it is today.
Wow. What a great story. We are about to take a break. That certainly is aptitude with passion. When we come back, we're also going to hear about digital disruption and the travel industry and his vision of where it's going. Back in a few.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. And we're here today with Steve Hafner, who is the co-founder and CEO of Kayak and Kayak.com. And we were talking about this incredible company, and I just want to point out, we're doing the interview right now in your headquarters in Stamford, and this looks like it's the inside of a airplane or something, this office. It's very cool looking. Just talk about one final thing that you're going to sum up this whole culture of innovation that you have and how you build it and make it look like this.
Sure. So, you know, I think workspace is a really, really important indicator of company culture and something that employee productivity and attitudes really embraces. And it's not just for tech companies. I would say that for any company. It's, you know, you want to have a space where you'd like to go to work in the morning that actually adds to your energy, doesn't subtract from it. And for us, that means workspaces in every one of our offices is different, that have soaring ceilings, have different contrast between industrial setting versus modern aesthetic, et cetera. And that also has services that employees can use. Like, you know, there's pool tables and food and massage rooms and locker rooms and all that kind of stuff.
You didn't take me there.
Oh, I can show you that right after this interview.
Okay.
Happy to do it.
So those ideas come from employees, people. You just want people with passion who are going to be aggressive and say, this is what we need here.
I want people who commute into work, who might have a long train ride or a long drive, to walk in the office and just say, I'm ready to be creative. I'm ready to be productive. And, you know, who actually have passion and love their jobs. And workspace is a big, big factor in that.
It's so fascinating. And everyone listening in, we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs. Think about workspace. Even if your company just has 25 people. I remember going into a hospital once, and I was looking there, and I had a dead plant in the front. And I always remembered, that is an indicator. Mental note, do not take someone you care about to this hospital.
That's a good point.
So just one final question on that leadership. The first thing you look at in the morning as CEO, is there any piece of data or any one thing that you do to start off your day that you say, this is going to drive me in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, we're a tech company, so we have, you know, what they call now big data. It's, I guess, the latest jargon. So, you know, what we have is tremendous insights into how the business has performed the prior day. So that's the first thing I look at. And then we're also running hundreds of experiments of the website and the apps as well. So I like to see, okay, which experiment's doing better today than, you know, the control group? And should we roll that up to a higher percentage of our users or turn it on for all of our users?
Okay. We have about 5.5 minutes left. And we're speaking with Steve Hafner, who is the co-founder and CEO of Kayak, who's also one of the co-founders of Orbitz. So what we are going to talk about now is the future of travel and digital reinvention and transformation and how that works. So what is the potential of the travel industry? And I've heard, incidentally, that it is the largest industry in the economy of about $11 trillion. And this is about, I think, a $71 trillion global economy. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, and it's growing faster than just about every other category. So, you know, here in the U.S., for example, online commerce, travel is by far the biggest component of online spending. It's bigger than books and music and electronics combined. So it's a huge category, and it should be a lot bigger, honestly, because, you know, at Kayak, we're firm believers in the principle of the free movement of people, ideas, and capital. And travel actually just makes the world a better place. You know, if you've been to, you know, 15 different countries, you have a very different view of your own than if you've only been to 5 neighboring states.
Great point.
So what can happen in the digital world with travel? How can the industry be transformed? Walk me down the year 2020, which is way off.
Sure, but it'll sneak up on us. It's closer than you think. You know, I think we've had this amazing development in the 12 years that I've been in the travel business. First, we had the rise of PCs, right, and the computational horsepower. But now we've got it in smartphones, which is great because a smartphone gives you computational horsepower, but it also gives you identity, location, and increasingly payment. And with those three things, that means that as you travel, companies like Kayak can help you on your journey. So, you know, all the things that are friction in your travel experience, like going to the airport, presenting a boarding pass, checking in, checking out, all that stuff should be able to be done by your cell phone with just a few taps at most of your finger. So that's kind of where the vision of Kayak is going. You know, we started off with helping you find the best flight deal, and then we help you find the best hotel deal. Well, guess what? Now we can help you order an Uber. We can help you look at peer-to-peer accommodations like Airbnb or Lyft. You know, so I think if you look at what the future of travel is, you know, whereas before you say, gosh, I'd like to go to Europe. How do I get there? Where should I stay? What should I do? Now there's so many more ways to get there that are cheaper. There's so many more accommodation options. There's so many experts via big data that we can tell you things to do, all without you reaching in your pocket and getting your wallet out or going to your desktop or going to a laptop. You can just do it all from a smartphone.
And smartphones are all different sizes. My wife just got one that's huge. It's like almost the size of her iPad. Where do you think they're going to end up? What is the right size of a smartphone?
Oh, gosh, if I knew that, I'd be in the mobile device hardware market. You know, I think the right answer is, depending on the consumer's personal preference and depending on the usage occasion, you're going to want different screen sizes. You know, when I'm home, I like to watch football on a 70-inch screen or bigger. The bigger, the better, right? When I'm traveling, I want a smartphone with the smallest form factor, smallest screen size that will fit into my pocket. And in between those two, you know, there's all different sizes. You know, if Apple can't figure it out and they're still looking at 3.6 inches versus 4 inches versus 7 inches and 11, I'm certainly not going to be able to do that.
And you know what? It will probably end up, you'll just say, Siri or whoever, make my phone 8 by 10 inches, and it will just expand out to that size. So let's talk about, we have a minute and a half left, the future of digital disruption and digital transformation. How will that transform industry?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we spoke a little bit earlier that it's not enough to have a great product or service. You have to find a way to communicate that to consumers or to your ultimate users in a cost-effective way. And I think your audience is increasingly online, which means your spend and your marketing has got to be online too. And it's not just about keyword-based advertising on Google, et cetera. I think a lot of what we're having success with at Kayak now is in retargeting consumers who have come to Kayak, have done a search, but maybe have not bought anything through our service. And can we find those people elsewhere on other apps or on the web and present them with an offer to come back to Kayak?
That's fascinating because you're talking about marketing was the key and that was the big spend. 30 seconds left, the future of Kayak.
You know, we've got a lot of unfinished business with Kayak. That's why I'm still here. So, you know, we want to be the best app to plan and manage your travel worldwide. We want people to use Kayak for all of their travel activities, including restaurant reservations and things to do. And we want to do that in every market. So we've got a lot of work to do here at Kayak. What I'm really pleased with is we've assembled a great team of people. We have the roadmap, and we're going to get it done.
Steve, great having you on the CEO Show.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here, Robert. Thank you.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, welcome to the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of customer experience. From great service to predictive analytics, we'll talk about it all. We're Reese and Reese, your hosts, Robert Reese and Albert Reese. And remember, if you ever miss a show, just go to www.customerexperienceshow.com. Hope you enjoy.
We are here today with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP, actually known as ARP as well. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I want to start off, AARP, when founded in 1958, was known as American Association for Retired People, or Persons. But that's really not at all what it is, and I know you've got 38 million members. Now, talk about what the organization really is.
Well, certainly, I think most people know that we actually dropped the American Association of Retired People well before 2000. And it was really a recognition that many of our members are no longer retired. I think nearly half of our members are still in the workforce, and so they're not retired. And so we wanted to make sure that AARP was keeping up with where our members were going and what it is they were wanting from us. And so we are very proud to be AARP, or ARP as some people call us, and really trying to be in those, our members' lives every day in whatever it is they are worried about or hoping for or wanting to do.
And so you have a focus now on people really 50 years old, and I happen to be 54 years old, and in full disclosure, a couple of years ago I actually bought my insurance, my health insurance, through AARP. And I know that a recent study was done by you, and it showed that 50% of the 50-plus population say they will never retire. And frankly, I think I have the best job in the world. I don't ever want to retire. So how do you really reach the 50-year-olds, and what is that member experience like?
Well, I think that's, you hit on exactly what it is we're focused on, because we know that once you turn 65, when you're Social Security eligible, Medicare eligible, you're more likely to become an AARP member. But we're really focused right now on that 50 to 64-year-old, trying to make sure that we're relevant to the issues that they're focused on. We hope our members see us in a different way, whether they're looking at the magazine, which is one of the largest magazines circulated in the world, or social media online, that we're really trying to change and adapt to what our members want from us. The last boomer turned 50 last year, and the first Gen Xer turned 50 in January of this year. And so we know that those folks who are just now turning 50 are online, using social media, not likely going to websites, and not necessarily going to open that piece of mail like we sent to you 4 years ago in the mail. And so we need to adapt and change as an organization, absolutely not forgetting those who are 65 and older, but also looking at the opportunity that we could have you as a member for some 40 years.
And you've changed the mission, right? You've now changed the mission to include enhancing the quality of life as we age. And as much as we want to fight that, it's sort of inevitable for all of us, isn't it? So it's a great mission. It impacts every person. We think about that, and you're reaching out to the communities, which I do want to delve into in a few minutes. How do you balance what you're doing in the communities as well as, or with what your focus is on the members you have today? How do you balance those two?
Well, I would say I don't think we've changed our mission. We are about fighting for and equipping individuals to live their best lives. But the way people our aging is changing in a very dramatic way. And I like to call that disrupt aging, that my mother or father, 50 to them 20 years ago, is very different than the experience that I'm going through. I happen to be 57 years old, born in the year that our founders, a female, Dr. Andrews, started AARP. And so I look like you, Robert, and think this is the best job I've had, and I can't think about retiring. But I know that as a membership organization, we're looking at this, and people have options for what membership organizations do. And so while AARP has been extremely successful in the past, we need to make sure that we're here and that we have made this transformation and change so that people want to join AARP either because of our advocacy and our social impact work or because they love those discounts that they get on our products and services or that they want to be engaged with us in some kind of personal fulfillment way that we do as we help people with their search for jobs or are making sure that their skills are up to speed in the workplace. And so this whole idea of how do we start disrupting aging, how do we change the way people think about the 50 plus. And I like to say 50 is not the new 30. 50 is the new 50. And it's okay.
I like that.
It's okay that it's not that I want to be 30 again, but that I'm comfortable being 50. And it is energizing and exciting. And we need to get companies to start adapting to the needs of the 50-plus rather than the 50-plus adapting to the products that are on the market and that we're having to adjust the way we live and work to their products rather than to adapting to what we need.
Sure. And you've expanded the definition of your members, and that's a recent change. You're now operating in communities. 800 of your roughly 2,400 employees are now out in the states, out in the communities, making contacts and connections in there to improve the way of life for folks. Again, how do you affect that change? How do you ensure you have the same quality and consistency of focus on each of the communities as you continue to decentralize, essentially, from the headquarters here?
One of the transformations that we've had to make internally is this: it's okay to take some risk. If we keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same results. And so as we're rolling out this structure at the state level, we have a number of test sites. One of the ones that we're looking very closely to is in California. So our office used to be up in Sacramento, and now we're moving that office to L.A. There are 5 million Latinos in the state of California who could be AARP members. And how do we reach out to that community in a way that from Sacramento we couldn't do that? And so we're looking at how do we adjust those state office structures and show up in communities and show up in strip shopping centers and actual communities all across this country to deliver many of the programs that we have over the last 30 or 40 years, but also come up with new relationships and be better partners at the local community than probably AARP has been in the past.
So how will they provide the communities and the folks you have in communities, how will they provide information and insight back to you here in order for you to come up with new solutions, new ideas to push, again, back out to the communities you represent?
One of the things that I think is so important is actually getting customer feedback. So customer meaning our members, our partners, our volunteers. You know, we couldn't do the work that we do without the hundreds of thousands of volunteers that we have. And so we are now bringing all of that data from what we learn in communities all across this country into a centralized data bank here. And that information then gets fed back out across the country to say, here's what we're seeing happening in New York. Here's what's happening in Florida. How have we approached this particular social impact issue, whether it's around health security or Social Security, Medicare? Big issue for us now is around caregiving. You know, how do we move those issues of caregiving in state legislatures as well as here in Washington? And how do we come up with programming? Because we know if you're not a caregiver, you soon will be one or you will need one in your lifetime. And so that is a huge issue for how do we think about that at the local level, at the state level, at the national level, and how does that bring relevance to you as an AARP member so that we show value to being a member of AARP on the issues that matter to you the most.
And I was going to ask, how do you connect the two, that what you're learning from your communities and your members? Can you talk a little bit more about how the information and the insight you get from one group impacts the communities or from the communities back to your members?
Well, I think that's absolutely very important. And it's how do we learn from the value of what's going on in one urban city or one rural community. We have seen some of the testing coming back in terms of how we talk about the work we do, how do we convey that information back to our state offices and down to the local structure, and then how do we share that with our partners in community is very important. And it actually helps us become a better organization, not only with us inside of AARP, but for those who are our partners out there who are also providing products and services.
So you've got 1 minute left until break. We are with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP. The question is, quickly, what will the member experience be like in 2020? High level.
I think the member experience will be flawless. The member will not be able to tell whether that person is right there in their local community or here in Washington. It'll be getting information that only you want to hear. So you won't be getting those multiple mailings from us. If you go online or to our website or to your mobile device, you'll be getting only that information that you've told us you're interested in. And I think that's key to our success.
We're speaking with Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer reviews published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job.
job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, we're back with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP, and you've just recently announced something pretty fascinating called an innovation fund. Talk about what that really is.
Well, we're very excited about this announcement because one of the things that we've been really over the last 3 to 5 years talking to companies around the country is how do you start developing products and solutions to address the needs of the 50 plus? And we have hosted our Health Innovation at 50 plus, where we've allowed startups and other companies to come in and pitch their ideas, and we've tried to package those with other funding sources. But this really was a recognition in us working with the board to say, we need to put our money where our mouth is, and we, AARP, needs to start investing in some of these companies. And so we're excited that the board agreed with this, and we've launched this $40 million fund, AARP Innovation Fund, focused on health security solutions. So around aging at home, what are the solutions that are out there that will allow people to age in their own home and not necessarily go to a nursing home? Around preventive health care and access, how can we do things like telemedicine for people who may be in rural areas to be able to do some of those things? And also this whole idea of convenience and access. You know, how do we come up with products and services that make it easier for people to have access to health care or to live healthier? So we're excited about it.
What type of partnerships are you creating in doing this?
Well, so as part of this, we've actually hired J.P. Morgan Chase, their private equity group. We recognize that we don't have that competency internally, and we went through this process where we entertained, I think, about a dozen proposals for how we could do this. What was important to us at AARP is that we had the expertise of the professionals to manage this fund, but we also wanted our hand, a little hand into it, to make sure that the kinds of products and companies we were investing in were aligned around our mission and our vision for where AARP is going.
And a lot of this has to tie into your idea of disrupt aging, I'm sensing.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about this whole idea that we need to disrupt aging, that 50 is not the new 30. 50 is the new 50. And the way we are, I like to say, living, not aging, is changing. People are living well into their 80s and 90s and some beyond 100. And how do we start thinking and adapting to the wants and needs of the 50-plus rather than the 50-plus adapting to the products that are being put on the market?
And if you look at the 50-plus, I believe out of our GDP, they spend about $7.1 trillion. So this is fairly significant.
It absolutely is significant. And if you're in the marketplace out there and you're not focused on the 50-plus segment, you know, the 65%, those who are 65 and older in this country represent a huge part of the future of this country. 10,000 people a day are turning age 65, and that's going to happen for the every day for the next 15 years. And
wow.
So companies who are not recognizing this tremendous opportunity to create value in this market, I think, was going to lose the mark.
And when you look at the demographics of the 50-plus, I know there's something like 7.4 million are self-employed, a lot of people working with organizations. And your studies have shown 50% of people don't want to retire. What are these people really looking for? What are the solutions that you really feel you'll be able to improve their lives with?
Well, exactly what you said, that, you know, we have 38 million members, and over almost half of our members are still working, either because they have to or because they want to. And I absolutely think that in the course of the next 10 to 15 years, how we work, how we educate ourselves is going to dramatically change. It used to be that people might have two or three different jobs. People in the future are going to have two or three different careers. And so we see a lot of our members and non-members coming to us to keep pace with the technology, to help them navigate through how do they find a new job, how do they find their passion. We have a relationship with the Small Business Administration that people 50 and older are one of the fastest age segments starting their own businesses. And this whole idea of this shared economy is creating a influx of new opportunities for people who are 50 and older, whether it's Airbnb or Uber, creating opportunities for people who may have had very successful careers and now want to do something different, but also want to stay in the workplace or part-time in the workplace or maybe take a break. And so it's an exciting time for this 50-plus age group. And I think it's changing in a way that's adding value to our economy, not being a drag on it.
And it's both. It's adding value to the economy, but also individually, it's enabling people to contribute and validate their purpose in life.
Absolutely. One of the big things that we're doing and that we will hopefully have a connection between that innovation fund is a product we have called Life Reimagined, of helping people.
Life Reimagined.
How do you reimagine your next 50 years? What is it you want to do? What are those innovations that you might need to help you get to that next job, that next opportunity, that next experience that you want to have?
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. And we're right now talking about something fascinating called an innovation fund, which has just been launched. So how will you know when this is really successful? What are the telltale signs you'll look for?
Well, I think that a few of those hopefully will be that solutions are being brought to us, or we're being able to invest in these new startups or solutions that are helping life feel better and look better for the 50-plus, that others will want to join our fund, that we can grow that fund and bring focus to this whole segment and get not just our fund but other funds out there to start putting resources into these ideas that come up with solutions for the issues that people who are 50 and older in this country face every day.
So this could almost be a prototype.
Absolutely.
That can really expand, and this can truly change the fabric of society.
Well, and I also think not only change the fabric of society, but also change the way people think about AARP, that AARP is an idea organization that's constantly looking to make life better for people who are 50 and older.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I remember I used to think of it as Association for Retired People, and it's a real possibilities, and that's what the future is holding, right?
Absolutely. We dropped the American Association of Retired People some 14 years ago, and it's AARP creating real possibilities in your life every day.
Well, Joanne, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.